Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Who go? I go. We all go here on WEEI Afternoons. I just learned something. I did
What's
not.
That?
That's pronounced Ugo. H-U-G-O is pronounced Ugo.
Wait, hold on. You had to have known that because
nope.
Back during the dictatorial days of Hugo Chavez in Venezuela, it's not a Hugo.
Nope.
Like if he was French, it would be Hugo. But if it's Espanol, it's Ugo.
Come on. I know you had a pair of Ugo Boss jeans.
Can you rerun? Let's just start over. We'll drop everything.
I'm sorry. I'll show myself out.
I mean, we have enough dad jokes and bad humor between Fitzy and I, but when you inject yourself into the conversation, I think we go a little bit over the top there. There's a little bit too much.
I'm so proud right now. I can't stay. Ugo Boss.
Oh, my God. Ugo is now a member of the Boston Celtics. And
I'm like the biggest Ugo fan over here, guy.
I am. I'm a big fan of this pick. I was not initially, and then the more I read and the more I saw, because initially, okay, I, like Adam Jones, saw...
By the way, his tweet was just like, that was Adam Jones in his snarky wheelhouse right there. That was Pedro-level fastball.
Across three seasons, Ugo averaged 3.2 points on 41% shooting with 27.1 three-point shooting and 1.6 rebounds. And I was like, wait, we got a backup from a European team who doesn't really do anything statistically. And on the surface, he's an energy guy. And Ted Johnson and I both said while watching the postseason, the Celtics need one of those guys, Josh Hart. I've heard Ugo compared to Josh Hart. I've myself kind of compare him to what Aaron Nesmith became late with the Celtics, and then when he moved on to Indiana. Not the shooting part, but just the energy, pain in the ass, run around crazy. 6'6", also 6'6", but not a Will Campbell 6'6". 6'10 wingspan, athletic.
Ooh. Can he play left tackle?
Probably not. I think he's a little undersized for that. But he'd try, because that's his mentality. He's gonna go all in. So, Fitzy, in my world of energy, effort, and attitude, if you're going to take a guy with the 28th pick, who only scores 3.2 points per game at a lower level of basketball.
How the hell is a guy who only scores 3.2 points a game, quote, the steal of the draft?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. And if I wasn't swaying positive with my analysis on this and sort of leaning into my desire, I also think it marries up with what the Celtics are going to be. Don't you think the Celtics are going to have to be more of a try-hard team next year?
Yeah, this is why I told you 2 days ago, bro, in my 3 points dance, like, I'm looking forward to this team because I have a feeling, like, we should put together a list of adjectives that are all, like, try-hard adjacent, like try-hard, scrappy.
Gym hero.
Gritty.
High motor.
Yeah.
White. I mean, what?
Nasty. Buff. Hung.
High motor used to be what they said about, like, you know, undersized slot receivers in the draft. And they're like, I'm like, well, that guy's white, isn't he? I haven't seen him play yet.
Well, I mean, we all understand what you could say it without saying it. But anywho,
just letting people know.
What we need to do is dip into our old Foxborough book of descriptives, Andy, which we haven't used in ages. Although they may come back into play this year with the likes of Travion Henderson and living legend and future Patriots Hall of Famer Efton Chisholm III. But we need to go back into our Patriots book of descriptives and now apply them to the Celtics, because I think I'm with you 100% on this. The way the Celtics are going to have to win in 2025/26 until Brad is able to configure a contender, not dismantle a dynasty, but reconfigure a contender minus Jason Tatum, is by playing scrappy, gym hero, nasty, try-hard, gritty basketball.
Especially when you're competing with the Cavs, the Knicks, the Magic. I mean, all of those teams have a layer of scrappiness to them. Now, the Knicks are weird because they kind of have the star in Cat and Jalen Brunson. And Brunson's kind of scrappy, kind of clutch. And then you have the next tier that is definitely scrappy. But I think the Celtics lacked a scrappy player this year. I don't think they really had a, you know, I don't want to go Marcus Smart because that's a whole different thing. But that, you know, energy, their guys off the bench.
Soft?
I won't say soft because I don't think they were soft. It's just not how they were designed. You know what their bench guys were designed to do? Hit threes. Right? Like that's that. If you can hit threes, you can play bench minutes for the Boston Celtics. This is a guy that is not going to hit threes. Someday, maybe. I'm guessing they'll ask him to become a better shooter. And I've seen allusions to he's a pretty good free throw shooter. So that should translate. He'll develop into a better 3-point shooter over time. Blah, blah, blah. Don't know. Don't care. For the here and now, for the 2025-2026 Jaylen Brown-led Boston Celtics, Ugo Gonzalez is going to ask to be an energy defender, a pain in the ass for other teams. And I like it. I don't love that you're in the position where you're drafting the 28th guy from a bench seat in Europe and immediately he's becoming potentially a rotational player. But, hey, we are where we are and it is what it is. So, Dan Ball.
Yeah, some of the words that you guys can mix in if you'd like include aggressive, feisty, militant, contentious, and even pugnacious.
Ooh, like pugnacious,
to,
I like.
If you'd like to expand like your vocabulary.
We needed a pugnacious person.
WEI Afternoon Thesaurus over here. Check this guy out.
Pugnacious Ugo.
Pugnacious really means like loving. That's kind of a stretch. Like that's really like loving to fight. Like if you're the kind of guy
maybe
who
does.
Always goes in and 3 pints in, you're starting a Donnybrook. You're kind of pugnacious.
Yeah, feeling or displaying eagerness to fight. That's what I want from my Ugo.
Yeah, I mean it can be basketball fight. He doesn't need to be throwing actual punches. It can be fight on a basketball court in terms of the way he plays.
So
Ugo to the playoffs.
Oh, Ugo, take a break.
617-779-7937.
So, you know, maybe in a perfect world, maybe this guy turns out to be a scrappier version of Gershon Yabusele, who, of course, they drafted, we heard, was going to be like the next energy guy that got out on too early, and now he's doing a decent job playing in the NBA as well. I will say, though, I was surprised. The Celtics waited to pick 28th overall. The guy that people were saying that they were targeting... Dan Ball, the name of the guard that the Heat that fell to the Heat at number 20 overall. I forget his name. I thought the Celtics once they were maybe considering jumping up into the lottery to grab this guy. Once he fell down to the Heat around 20, I thought the Celtics might have tried to find a way to trade up for him. So I was surprised they actually didn't move up and see if they could grab that guard.
I think you're looking for Kasparis Jakučinis, I believe is how you say it. I was reading this.
Dandy, if any of your friends have a case of Kasparis Jakučinis, you can call your doctor.
We had Stiz with a case of that during his 3-point stance last week and he scratched that on the air and it really offended people on Twitch. I already need to get into a fight, not on Twitter. 207. The afternoon show is possibly the dumbest show I've ever heard. Okay,
fair.
I'm open to that possibility.
Wait, possibly?
Yeah.
I either want to be the dumbest or not included.
Wait a minute. If Fitz knew what pugnacious means, get out of here.
Just because he knew one word, you think he's smart? I heard he got smoked by Ted Johnson and Quiz with Stiz last week.
Yeah,
by the way,
so did you.
By
the way,
5:30.
This here. Conveniently leaving out of the narrative that you, the week prior, turned into nothing more than a burnt shadow on the ground of the game show as well against
it happened.
Ted.
You know, my theory? I think it's being rigged. I think Quiz with Stiz is rigged toward Ted Johnson, the biggest guy on the show, not only afraid of, but Stiz, the little Boston superfan, is like, Ted Johnson, you used to play for the Patriots. I'm going to make sure you win against these losers, Fitzy and Hart. It's rigged, you goof. We're getting porked. That's why I'm already expecting to lose today.
Stiz is turning into the Jack Barry of Quiz with Stiz.
But getting back to the afternoon show is possibly the dumbest show I've ever heard. I'm open to that possibility.
Good so far.
The text continues from the 207. He was a backup. Look how many former NBA players he was playing behind. Europe is completely different. Here he has to compete with current NBA players, you boob. What are you talking about?
You see, the crazy thing about the NBA, Andy, is that it's full of
NBA players. Jesus, Jiminy Joseph. And I'm not saying this means he can't play. I do, you know, from what I've read.
No, you're a hater already, you smart ass.
They do tend.
Even the dumbest radio show put all that together.
Yes. They do tend to err on the side of age and experience over there in Europe with some of these teams. And he's 19 and that. But I'm just saying he's now competing with the best basketball players in the world. Current NBA players, not fledgling former NBA players. So if you want to take a snarky side, you can question why they drafted a backup in the first round. I'm choosing to take the optimistic side with Hugo Gonzalez. I think his athleticism, his ability to get to the basket, to defend, the energy, I think those are all going to be positives for the 2025 Boston Celtics. And they have made it clear they plan on him playing. He's not going to be one of those, oh, you...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
See him in 3 years because he's going to get stashed in Europe. He's going to collect a paycheck and he's going to get some time for the Celtics this year, Fitzy.
Okay, which is great. And Andy, we should have known because we were all over the Celtics about this. 'Twas not just you and Ted Johnson saying, well, the Celtics seem kind of lethargic, or wow, how come they don't have like a pain in the ass fly in the kitchen type of guy that's always agitating the other team. I hated the way the Celtics were playing. I'm not sure if it was exhaustion, fatigue, if they were just stagnant, entitlement, whatever it was. But this tweet last night from our old pal John Corrales told me everything I needed to know about the way that Brad Stevens approached the draft and is going to approach this season working in tandem with Joe Mazzulla and company. Corrales tweeted out last night, Brad Stevens just talked about how you could feel the Celtics getting stagnant and walking the ball up in the Knicks series. He referenced the Pacers' Thunder as he said the team will try to address the team's pace of play. Hi, editorial fan note, someone who has to cover and also watch the team on a regular basis to enjoy them, and also they're part of my job. I couldn't be happier to hear that. Not be happier.
Yes, Dimbo.
I'm just going to read you a quick stat line. 7.5 points, 4.4 rebounds, and 3.0 assists in 42 ACB games with Real Madrid in 2016-2017. You know who did that? Luka Doncic.
I knew that was coming because Brad brought up Luka last night, and that is... don't do that, Brad. Brad, don't do that. The poor kid. Hugo barely played, and Hugo just got here, and you're comparing him to Luka Doncic. Like, and I don't think you're actually comparing him, but as soon as you put that name out there, it's like Bayo, Brian Bayo, baby Pedro. Like, that was the worst thing that ever happened to Brian Bayo, was people calling him baby Pedro.
Right. I think he was doing it with goodness in his heart, trying to contextualize the numbers that were out there, the Adam Jones numbers, if you will. But, yeah, that may not be the right name to compare him
to. As soon as you put that out there, and it's tied to him. And like,
he then won the MVP the next year, by the way. So I was kind of cherry-picking a little bit.
He's also on the Boston Sports Bachelor scene, watch out, Drake May. There may be a new handsomest Boston sports athlete in town.
You got a thing for Hugo?
He's a handsome dude. What? You can't admit that he's a handsome dude?
I haven't really looked that closely to...
You know who he looks like? He looks like the yes. Yeah, it's spitting image of you, just add a foot three.
Hurtful.
So, no, he looks just like the handsome dude who was like the menace to Teen Wolf in Teen Wolf.
I do not have a mind.
A nice contemporary reference.
There is not an image in my head.
Movies that were made 40 years ago aren't meant to be brought up on the afternoon show.
To be fair, I'm sure many of our listeners were like, Fitzy nailed it there. I loved that movie.
I remember that guy.
Meanwhile, the hosts and the producers are like, no idea what you're talking about. But this was, you have to expect you're picking 28th. We knew. Hell, this draft fell off the map basically after like three names, right? It was Cooper Flagg, who's going to be a superstar in the league. And yes, we wanted him, but you weren't getting him. Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey. Like, those were the three big names. And the Ace Bailey one was almost as much negative as it was positive because of his whole thing not working out and canceling workouts. And like, there weren't a lot of, you know, big names to lust after at the 28th pick. I'm just saying, for a Celtics team that is in a weird season, although you're going to get a more fast-paced Celtics team this year for one reason and one reason only. Jason Tatum's not playing. When you guys talk about people walking the ball up the court, who do you think does it more often than anybody else on the Boston Celtics? Jason Tatum. He loves to walk the ball up the court. That's the way he plays. Dribble, 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 shoot, all that heck crap. And Stiz doesn't like it. Stiz gets very upset with that style of play. I think Ted Johnson. But for that reason alone, you're going to look different this year with the Boston Celtics. Now, is Hugo Gonzalez going to really change the tenor of the Celtics I don't know. That's a lot to ask, even though he is the next Luka Doncic. But yes, Dan Ball.
Baylor Shireman, who was picked 30th overall, played 30 games. So I think if you get anywhere near that, you're happy. He's going to do his damage in Maine.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
You don't think so?
I'm not so sure about that. I mean, Baylor Shireman joined the greatest Celtics team ever constructed.
And did what?
Not much.
Okay, there you go.
No, but that's my point.
He had one big game.
Ugo Gonzalez is joining a torn-down version of the Boston Celtics. Now, that's the next step in this question. You got Ugo last night. Are they still tearing down? Has the teardown stopped? Can we put away the Jaylen Brown trade rumors and the Derek White trade rumors that Shams and others were trying to... I don't really know what they were trying to do. That's another side topic here for, like, a media critic. Were they hearing these rumors from the other teams, from the Celtics? Were the Celtics trying to drum up these dream packages for Jaylen Brown and Derek White? Like, there's a lot there. Also, is Derek White that good? Did Derek White suddenly become overrated? Like, Jaylen Brown is an all-NBA player. He's supposed to be your second-best player. He's now supposed to be your best player. It's understandable that you would be drumming up or teams would be offering up, you know, crazy packages, as it was reported by Shams. Isn't Derek White still a complimentary player? Like, is Derek White worth a crazy package?
No, not anymore.
Yeah, I don't think so either. So, like, that was weird, too, how those two were kind of lumped together. Celtics have a high asking price looking for crazy packages for Brown and Derek White. And it's like, those two guys aren't the same. You keep lumping those guys together. They're not the same. So I do wonder, Fitzy, are we done? Are we done with the movement, or are we in a pause here for the draft? Are we going to be talking about other players exiting? Al Horford, I know, is one of those because he's a free agent, but I'm talking about, are the trades done?
No.
Sam Hauser, is he staying, going?
Yeah, walking? I think Sam Hauser is the name to watch as far as players the Celtics could deal away if they think they're able to get 70 to 75% of his distance shooting from, we'll say, a Baylor Shireman as well, who they took, obviously, early in the draft last year. And then if they could replicate any defensive efforts that they need, let alone you would get from Hauser, from the likes of an Ugo Gonzalez, and if they're able to re-sign Cornette as well and Shireman, I think that could make him dispensable. Because if you're going to try to be a scrappier team, then you're going to end up wanting to give minutes to Gonzalez. You're going to try to give minutes to the likes of Jordan Walsh as well. Like,
yep,
he's obviously not an offensive threat, but he's a rebounding machine and a defensive presence. So, you know, if that's the attitude and the tenor they're going to take with this year's team, then guys like Hauser could potentially be on the outs. They're only $4.5 million under the salary cap now, and if they want to re-sign Cornette and re-sign Horford and avoid paying $200 million in luxury tax, a guy like Hauser could be on the block.
And you know who fits in my opinion, to the scrappy nature, maybe a little more defense being played, maybe a little lower scoring, maybe you're not going to get those 75-point first halves where you go, whatever, 20 of 30 from three-point land? Your best player. Hasn't Jaylen Brown made it clear over the years that he'd like to play defense? He likes to be scrappy. He doesn't mind shooting mid-range jumpers. He doesn't mind playing the game the way some of these other Magic-like teams play. I think Jaylen Brown, I think you're going to see, even though we were questioning the Anthony Simons trade, like, oh, they added another guy jacking up threes, same old Celtics. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure they're going to be the same old Celtics. I do think there's a chance they're going to run a little bit more. I do think there's a chance they want to play defense a little bit more with Jaylen Brown and some of these scrappy guys, like you talked about, Walsh, Ugo Gonzalez, that they bring in. I think those of us that have been bitching and bemoaning the three-pointers and the slow mm-hmm. style of play might get an injection of what we want. Now, the problem is we also might get more losses. And if we tie those together, oh, great, they're shooting less threes, but they're also scoring less points and losing more games and in the middle of a dogfight in the conference. It'll be a careful what you wish for situation. But I do think the Celtics may go back to Brad Stevens' early year Celtics, the try-hard Celtics. And remember, he's still Brad Stevens who built Butler, right? Like, he built a program from nowhere. And what is their mascot? A bulldog. And I still think, even though we put three-pointers on Brad Stevens, don't you think he still kind of likes that questionable team, underdog, scrappy, high-energy, try-hard style?
So and who's the Gordon Hayward going to be?
I don't know yet.
Who's going to be the lead bulldog if you will, on this team.
Maybe just Jaylen Brown. It might be Jaylen Brown. He's a bulldog.
You asked yesterday and the day before, are the Celtics a better team now? To which we all have to say, well, on paper, no, but Brad's not done. Is there a chance, though? I'd like to counter with, is there a chance these Celtics, given the style of play we see potentially evolving, they might be a more likable team?
Yes, although they could also be less likable because I think...
they might suck.
Well, not only could you suck, the style could be more likable. The personalities may be less likable. I think Porzingis was one of the most beloved Celtics over the last couple of years. He had a weird relationship with the fan base.
I love a giant softy with creative language like that.
And Drew Holiday is like Saint Drew. Like, he was doing everything perfect on the court, off the court. So
he's a legend.
Trading those two guys makes you, on the surface, less likable. But yes, I do think in Boston, where we tend to like the Trot Nixons, the Dustin Pedroias, the Dirt Dogs, the Scrappy, could this team be more likable? Could they play that style that's more likable? Absolutely. 617-779-7937. 86% was Brad Stevens' approval rating yesterday before the draft. Do you still feel that way after the 28th pick, Hugo Gonzalez, the three-point averaging backup from Europe? Or is he the high-energy guy that's a symbol of the new Celtics basketball in 2025? Take your calls on the Celtics. Also need to turn the page to the Boston Red Sox, who got swept in Anaheim. I had a happy boating day yesterday after the abbreviated WEEI afternoons. Not a happy flight day for the Boston Red Sox. They lose again, and some of the characteristics we've seen all season in losses were a problem, and the manager is lamenting some of those characteristics. Red Sox lose, get swept in Anaheim. We'll touch on that.
Oh, no!
We suck again!
Is indeed. Before we talk about sucking again, we have Dan Ball, who does not suck, and he will have what's trending now.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.